Time now for our look at legal issues in the country with our segment, It's the Law, with Stephanie Fo from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Alex.
Now, today we're talking corruption and Swiss criminal law on corruption. Where do we stand under Swiss legislation?
Well, initially and over decades, Swiss anti-corruption legislation was aimed at dishonest officials in Switzerland. The main concern was to protect the integrity of the Swiss civil service and the public's trust in the impartiality of the government.
Okay, so how has the legislation evolved in the last years?
Well, in 2000, it became illegal in Switzerland to actively bribe foreign, in other words, non-Swiss officials. In 2003, it went a little larger and corporate criminal liability was introduced so that a legal entity, not only an individual any longer, could be subject to prosecution for bribery.
Okay, so does this extend to private and public sectors as well?
Yeah, well, the difficulty is to make the distinction between private and public bribery. Because under Swiss law, whoever performs a public function is considered as a public official. And in 2006, further steps were taken to make passive bribery in private sectors as prohibited, which was not the case before. So now, under the Unfair Competition Act, both the person that bribes and the person that accepts the bribe are subject to criminal prosecution.
Okay, so describe bribery in the private sector.
Well, bribery in the private sector requires a relationship between three parties. The briber is the one who offers, promises, or grants an undue advantage to the person bribed, and this person who's under a loyalty obligation towards a third party, typically the employer.
Okay, so how do you distinguish? You're talking about active and passive bribery. How do you distinguish between them? What are they exactly?
Well, active bribery is committed by someone who offers, promises, or grants an undue advantage if this advantage is intended to influence the recipient to act or to omit something in violation of his duties. Typically, if the employee is going to violate his employment agreement. Passive bribery means that someone requests, asks for it, receives promises, or accepts an advantage which is not in relation with his employment agreement, typically.
And I assume this can be just about anybody, but are there qualifications as a briber or recipient of a bribe?
Yeah, well, whilst everyone may qualify as a briber, the recipient of the advantage must be an employee, a partner, an agent, or any other auxiliary person of a third party in a private sector. Criminalisation of bribery in the private sector primarily aims at protecting the duty of loyalty owed to the third party, which is typically the employer or the person on top of you.
Okay, now, this is a bit tricky. How do we distinguish between bribes and contributions and that kind of thing?
Well, it's difficult, and I can see it in my practical day-to-day life, because criminalisation of bribery in the private sector aims at protecting the trust of the third party in the person who is bribed. Any advantage offered to someone who is under such a duty of loyalty should be disclosed to the beneficiary of that duty whenever possible. Typically, I mean, when you do receive an advantage, tell your employer so that he can check why you received it and for what reason. Furthermore, you can also exclude a certain number of advantages. I mean, customary advantages of minor importance. If you just get a bunch of flowers, you're not in a bribery situation.
Okay.
Actually, an advantage is illegal only if the advantage is granted particularly for you to do a typical action or omission towards the person giving you the advantage.
Okay, so when do the Swiss courts have jurisdiction? When do they get involved?
Well, the Swiss jurisdiction is established if the act of bribery was committed in Switzerland, and in this case, wherever the briber is or the recipient is acting in Switzerland. And in addition, now it's gone a little bit further, because it is sufficient if bribery is committed by a Swiss national or to the detriment of a Swiss national, if the conduct is also criminal or an offence in the country where it's done. So it could be done in a foreign country, but touch a person who's in Switzerland.
Okay, now what if you're a company? How do you avoid any corruption if you're a company in Switzerland?
Well, you need to take real concrete steps, and you should analyse the specific risk your company is related to. You should put in place a clear strategy, show how to minimise the risks, see who could be the bribed people, and take a broad spectrum of measures, such as a code of conduct, company policies, and making sure that specific rules are observed by your employees in relation with these gifts.
Okay, so have things laid out and just have them in stone. This is what we do, this is what we don't do, that kind of thing.
Exactly, and control every time either the company is giving a gift or the company is receiving a gift.
And what are the penalties if you get busted?
Well, if you get busted, the penalties are high because a company may be fined up to 5 million francs if one of its employees is found guilty of bribery in the private sector. And the employee itself or the individual itself who offers or accepts the bribe may be also punished of imprisonment up to 3 years and or get a fine of 1 million of francs. So be aware.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
That's Stephanie Fole from BCCC Attorneys at Law for our segment, It's the Law. If you have any questions for Stephanie, you can email studio@worldradio.ch. And you can hear previous episodes at our website, worldradio.ch.